in Ruffy's absence, we needed someone to be a bit of a focal point for us. We didn't perhaps anticipate it was going to be someone underneath 6 foot that was going to be that guy, but really pleased. You know, Pioppolo kicked 4 goals last week. Rioli kicked 5 this week. It's really pleasing that we can still find a way to kick 15 or 16 goals and put ourselves in winning positions. I was really impressed. We all were with, I'm sure you guys were too, with Collingwood. You know, it was an arm wrestle all night, and they wouldn't allow us to play the game that we like to play. We'd like to think that we didn't allow them to play the game on their terms all night either. So two really, really good sides going at each other, as you'd expect. You know, we're both 8-4 going into this game, so they've been really, really impressive. But they're on the march, unfortunately, the Pies. I think what they've done over the last couple of years and is starting to pay dividends for them. And I think they're going to be a really, really tough side in the months and years to come.
Alistair Clarkson talking about his own team, but also about the Pies. We will return to that discussion about Adelaide, by the way, about where to from here. But Travis Varko's been good enough to join us at 13-12 to talk about last night. Travis, thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Well, tell us, we spoke to Taylor Adams after the game last night, and he did put into words just how difficult it was and some of the emotions during the day and to go out and play last night and certainly after the game. What was it like for you after you heard the news about Phil, knowing you had to go out and play footy last night?
Oh, yeah, I guess it was a shock to everyone, really. There's a lot more to footy to life than just footy, so, you know, it just puts things back into perspective for everyone, and it is such a sad time for the Walsh family.
And after the game, the linking of arms with alternate between Hawthorn and Collingwood players, it was a magnificent tribute. What did it feel like out there being part of that?
Yeah, it's not much we can do, and it was a good mark of respect for someone that's contributed so much to the game, but it was a bit of an eerie feeling, and hopefully we don't have to ever do that again. But it's just a mark of respect, really.
Travis, did you know Phil Walsh in any way?
No, I didn't. No.
So you were doing that, like a lot of people, without really knowing him, but feeling perhaps that you knew him.
In a way, yeah. Like obviously, it's something that's pretty close to our industry, and. It's just like any industry, really. You know, one gets hit. You know, we all do. So, just hearing his, what he's done to the game, really. It's been echoed throughout.
Well done. I think it was terrific by Collingwood. But I want to ask you about your own footy, if that's okay.
Yeah, no.
When you arrived at Collingwood, we all know the assets that you had, right? We also this is what Varko can do. The last 2 years at Geelong, I reckon people were saying, this is what Varko can't do, and the can't-dos were overriding the can-dos. This year at Collingwood, the ability to play contested ball, the ability to improve your game in all facets, I think it's...
Pressure.
Yeah, it surprised people, but I think it's made people happy that Collingwood saw in you something that was maybe falling away, and you've developed into a really important player. You must be wrapped. You must be wrapped.
Yeah, it's pleasing to know that those things that it's not like you don't go out there to play bad or anything like that. It just didn't happen, and I was putting in the work, but it just obviously wasn't coming to the forefront for me. But just a fresh start for me, and just having a confidence to go and see Bucks, and he's given me a lot of confidence, really, just within myself and just to go out and just not overthink things too much, which is sort of been a problem of mine for probably the last couple of years, and just really finding the love for it again, which is something I'm really enjoying at the moment.
When players say, oh, the coach tells me not to overthink something, I immediately think that they make a mistake, it hangs on them, and it affects their game for the next 5-10 minutes or the next quarter, the next game. Is that what happened with you?
No, not necessarily the mistakes. Like, you know, there's a million mistakes in a game of footy. You know, you just got to move on. But just, you know, it's more so your structures and you know, the set plays that you have within the team. You know, I probably filled my plate up with thinking about that too much rather than just actually knowing it. Like, you know, that's what you train for over pre-season, that it becomes second nature. You know, just going out there and playing footy. Sure. And Bucks has been you know, really great in making me see that and just going on my gut instinct.
Trav, Maxie, mate, well done last night. You're a young, inexperienced team, and that can be a reason why I guess you don't finish games off in the end when it's sort of there to be won. But the last couple of weeks, I think the Pies have had the opportunity to win the games and they haven't nailed it. What do you have to do differently? How do you go? You've come from a team where you've won two flags. How do you take that next step as a team?
Yeah, look, it's you know, it's obviously a different feel from what I'm what I've been used to, and you know, those great teams just find a way to win, and you know, they've seen that with the last two sides. You know, obviously, our boys just need to get, you know, it's great to get used to that sort of heat and that sort of pressure in a game. You know, our next step is, you know, to actually finish off what we're actually doing, because you know, we're doing a lot right. We just need to, you know, focus in and get those little things right throughout the whole game. You know, be it do the basics, you know, harder for longer, and that's generally the teams that win. So you know, we just got to keep plugging away, and you know, there's nothing more beneficial than, you know, these young guys getting games into them and feeling that sort of heat. You know, hopefully they learn a lot from it, and you know, we can keep pressing forward and learning from it.
Trav, doesn't matter what you do on a Friday night. Sounds like you got the kids on Saturday morning. You haven't been able to avoid that duty.
No. She keeps me on my toes, that's for sure.
What do you got in the background there? Very noisy. Is there a couple? Is there three or four, or is it just the one?
No, just the one. But I do more chasing around here on a Saturday and Sunday than I do actually
doing a game.
I tell you what.
Yeah, I might just go borrow the GPS from the boys.
She'd want to be slick to keep you more involved than trying to mind Cyril Rioli. He was fantastic last night. You're in the vicinity of him. What does he do to your defenders? Does he make them panic? I mean, we talk about him all the time, and he's again only had 10 touches and destroyed the scoreboard and just made strawberry jam out of you know what a few times. What's it like playing on him?
Yeah, it's, you don't ever want it to come down pretty quick, because Hawthorn are such a you know, efficient side coming forward. So you know, like, it's, you don't ever want to get stuck one on one. No, let's just put it that way. And he is such a champion player. He doesn't need a whole lot of it to do a lot of damage. And you know, we've seen that firsthand last night. And you know, I love watching him play, and it's, you know, it's probably one of the hardest gigs I've had as a back line player.
Trav, before you played Fremantle and Hawthorn, I reckon Collingwood people were thinking, you know, we're all right. I don't know how good we are, but I reckon we're all right. After the last two performances, when quite arguably Collingwood could have won both games, do you think Collingwood can win the premiership this year?
Oh, look, you always go into a season thinking that you're a pretty good shot at it, and you know, we've had a good pre-season. I looked in from the outside, and I did see a lot of you know, upside to them, that actually being involved with them, you know, we're on the right track. So I won't go out and say that we're, you know, we can win it.
But you must be, your thoughts about this team must have improved in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, definitely. It's improved every week since I got there. And, you know, it is a young side, but, you know, we just can't just rest on that. We just got to keep getting better as a group and keep pushing up. But, no, I'm really loving being a part of a growing side, because we're going places.
No doubt.
We appreciate your time, mate. It was an interesting night last night, more ways than one, but Pies are going well. You've had an excellent first up season there at Collingwood. I hope it continues for you. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers. Thanks for having me, guys.
And good luck with the child mind. No, actually, it's not called minding when it's your own kid, is it?
What is it? It's called love.
Oh, actually, it's not called babysitting. That's what it is.
Child chasing.
Just say you're babysitting.
Child chasing.
So you've been tested on that, on those words.
Yeah, it can be important.
Anthony would have enormous trouble. But he can't manage to organise himself, let alone anyone else.
I read that in the paper.
There's three girls, though. The girls look after themselves a lot better than the boys do.
Oh, oh, he could not run a bath.
All right, we'll take a break. It's as quick as we can. At 3 to 12, we'll come back and chat to Dave Matthews about not just things with GWS, about expansion teams and about other issues in the game.
Carmichael.
Carmichael,
he
yes.
He recruited Carmichael.
He did.
Him and Andrew Demetrio.
Yep, we'll bring that up. And
is he still coming on? Is he still going to come
Hopefully
on?
He's not hearing that as he walks up the stairs. But Dave Matthews to join us next. In the crunch, we'll come back to both Collingwood and Hawthorn and also Adelaide about where to from here. It's 4 to 12. This is Crunch Time with thanks to Ringwood Mazda. When it comes to the crunch, you won't get a better deal.